Later this hour, we'll meet 6-year-old Isabel Mendler from San Antonio, who has a dream.
I like to start, like, duct tape businesses, so, like, you can make stuff out of duct tape, and, like, you can make purses out of duct tape, too.
A duct tape business. Go for it, Isabel. Don't end up with regrets later on when you grow up.
This is Ruth in Austin, Texas. I always thought I'd make the best brownies in the world, and it'd be a great business, but I'm a bit of a security junkie, and the thought of not having a regular income, not having insurance, and all that stuff kept me in the corporate world until I retired last year. Now I fantasize a little bit about that brownie business, but I'm just not sure.
This is Alina from Seattle. And yes, I've fulfilled my dream twice. I've owned 2 cafes, with an emphasis on the word owned. It was some of the hardest work I've ever done in my life. Not that it didn't have its rewards. I miss the joy of feeding people, sometimes dreadfully, but I'm really glad I'm no longer in the business.
Some cautionary tales from some of you out there, but don't rain on little Isabel's duct tape business parade. I mean, Lucy from Peanuts did okay with her low overhead advice for a nickel startup, right?
All right now. What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it.
Ka-ching goes Lucy, eh? Later this hour, more from 6-year-old entrepreneur in training, Isabel Mendler. What's your startup? Seattle, Washington. I always wanted to start a design firm, which I did. I stopped because a good designer isn't the same thing as a good businessman. Boy, my dad learned that one the hard way. And here's one more.
This is Dr. Rebecca Provorst calling from Portland, Oregon. When I was 5 years old, I was in love with the ice cream truck. I was, however, a bit unsatisfied with the selection of ice cream, and so I wanted to open my own ice cream business, delivering choice ice cream around the neighborhood. As it turned out, I went to medical school, and I opened my dream business, which is an integrative medical practice, and I am pleased to not be listening to Pop Goes the Weasel all day long.
Ice cream truck, integrated medical practice, ice cream truck, integrated medical practice. What's the difference? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us your startup duct tape business is taken. You heard it here. Kids are wide-eyed optimists at age 5 and 6 until somehow we adults chain-yank their dreams, upload a bunch of rules into their fanciful little heads, and boom, our out-of-the-box thinkers become an army of preteen conformists. Well, biomedical engineer and nanotechnology wizard Krystal Glanchai, who's also a teacher, noticed this effect was particularly pronounced in young girls. And so as part of her entrepreneurship incubator company Venture Lab in San Antonio, Texas, she offers a week-long course called Girl Startup 101 that pushes 5 to 7-year-old girls to think about creating businesses that they would lead. We wanted to explore exactly how this works, and so we invited Krystal Glanchai and 2 of her satisfied clients to talk about all this, 6-year-old Isabel Mendler and her dad, Frederick. Glanchai says that Girl Startup 101 is more about planting seeds to prevent the unlearning that happens when girls grow up.
When I was teaching at the university level, I found that it was really hard for me to get a lot of students and girls in particular into the entrepreneurship program. And I found that a lot of the girls didn't have the confidence, and they were like, well, there's a lot of boys and guys in the industry and we're just a little afraid. So my whole reason for kind of starting this is that myself personally, I have 2 daughters who are age 5, and I think that kids, even before they go to elementary school, need to learn that they can do anything. They can create, they can go into science, they can go into technology, and just having that confidence to believe that they can turn their ideas into products or services or even start companies before they get into school.
All right, Isabel, I'm just a journalist, you know, radio guy. I don't know anything about business or startups, really. What's the difference between starting a business and just having like a little lemonade stand or something like that? Isabel?
Well, you sort of can start your own business by, like, get some friends and start, like, sort of, like practicing, and then you could start your own business.
And the kinds of businesses you would love to start, what are they?
I like to start, like, duct tape businesses, so, like, you can make stuff out of duct tape, and so you could, like, it would stick, and, like, you can make purses out of duct tape, too.
You sure can. Isabel Mendler is a 6-year-old who has attended Crystal, Your Girl Startup twice, and Frederick Mendler, I noticed the same last name. You're a co-founder of this recruitment technology startup, True Ability. Why did you decide to get your daughter involved in Girl Startup 101?
I think two main reasons. One being that as a co-founder of a startup, being an entrepreneur myself, it's actually tough to influence her in the things I want to, as far as I want to build independence and I want to teach her the things that I've only now learned in maybe the last 10 or 15 years of my life. But how do I do that? And how do I break it down to a way that she can understand it? And Girl Startup really did that. And I was skeptical at first about how you teach entrepreneurship to kids at such a young age. I mean, I still barely spell it correctly when I'm typing the word. So how do we get this concept down to that level? Coming out of the first week, they really did. I mean, it was just amazing to have her come home and talk about entrepreneurship and how she was brainstorming ideas and how they made products and they're going to sell them. And, you know, I was really proud. And those are the things I want her to learn at a young age. So they just become second nature for her in life.
So do you believe you can do anything, including start a business, Isabel?
I sort of was thinking mostly I could start my own business by selling cupcakes.
That's a good one. How would I know that they're your cupcakes?
Well, mostly sometimes you can just get like white frosting and you can get like something like a berry or something, smush it, and you can like make colored other frosting.
That's pretty good. Crystal Glanchai, if the generation that you're teaching now at Girl Startup 101 were to make it to your college level course or the kinds of courses that you've taught to older women, what do you want them to have in their toolkit that you don't find them with now?
The main thing I want them to have is the confidence that they can go out and actually take an idea and turn it into a product by doing market research, talking with as many customers as possible, really validating their idea, creating a prototype, coming up with the business model, and then actually being able to present themselves and pitch confidently in front of investors. So it's kind of that whole entrepreneurial skill set.
Isabel, how many products and ideas have you pitched to somebody? Have you come up with and said, here's what I want to do?
Well, mostly I sold them to my mom and dad because sort of you can just like start your own business by sort of starting with your mom and dad.
That's great. A lot of people do that, you know. But in your case, if somebody says no to you, that's actually not a good idea. What do you do next, Isabel?
Then you can go find someone else who likes duct tape purses or stuff that is different.
So that's the key, Frederick. You know, don't take no for an answer and have the ability to take a next step if you do encounter failure.
I think that's right. And the overall theme for me is about independence. You know, it's about her understanding that there's options and there's opportunities and that she doesn't always have to rely on other people. You know, as long as she understands that the future is hers to define and that resilience is there too, that, you know, one of the things about all this is to try something and fail and get back up and learn from that and continue on.
I just wanted to follow up on that fear of failure thing because I think that is really the critical piece. Whenever I teach the classes or any sort of classes, I tell the students up front, I actually expect you to fail. Entrepreneurship's not black or white. It's very gray. I can't tell you the right answers. You actually have to go out and do the research yourself.
What surprised you the most about what 5 to 7-year-old girls are capable of based on your experience so far?
The thing that I really like is they kind of haven't been educated out of their creativity just yet. So they're not afraid to say anything. They'll come up with the most amazing ideas. And we don't want to limit what their ideas are. So we'll just kind of work with them and try and make it so that it's a little bit more reasonable, something they can do in a week. To see them at the beginning, usually they come in, they're kind of shy. And then by that Friday, they are just excited and exuberant. Their parents are there. So it's just kind of watching that growth and how they become more confident in themselves.
Frederick, do I have to sign a non-disclosure agreement to ask you about any great ideas that Isabel's come up with that, you know, I might
not yet,
really
not yet.
Be excited about?
What I like about it is that her ideas now aren't limited. Now instead of, you know, I hope she gets married and lives happily ever after, it's, well, maybe she can work in my beignet shop in New Orleans or, you know, things like that.
Isabel, where did you come up with the idea of a beignet shop?
Well, I've been watching movies called The Princess and the Frog. She opens a store and it sells beignets.
And you think you could do that?
Uh-huh.
Do you think your dad would be a good partner, or are you looking around for maybe somebody who might be even better than he is?
I think I would go with my dad.
All right. Frederick and Isabel, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Christal Glanchai, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Christal Glanchai is the founder and CEO of Venture Lab in San Antonio, which offers a week-long course for 5 to 7-year-old girls called Girl Startup 101. Isabel Mendler has taken that course twice. She's a 6-year-old. And her dad, Frederick Mendler, is the founder of a recruitment technology startup called True Ability. Got a business dream you've been carrying with you since you were, you know, 6?
Hi, this is Kevin Sutton from Dallas, Texas. I have always wanted to own a bohemian used record store, a total beat poet hangout where people could sit around, listen to music, talk about music, spin vinyl, and have a cool place to hang out.
Tell us your dream business. What's stopping you from starting it? We're not. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number, or leave a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. Kids will try to run you over. Kids will try to bring you down. Kids will
never say they're sorry. Kids back then are older. This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.